Does the UK have the wherewithal to be distracted by the US election with all their preoccupations with the exit from the European Union and the difficulty figuring out just what Prime Minister Theresa May plans to do about it? As part of our attempt to see our own election from outside the bubble in these last few days before the November 8th vote, we learned today that at least one UK analyst would only be too happy to think about the US and get some relief from British politics. Guido Harry is a political analyst and former spokesman for the former mayor of London, Boris Johnson, who is now, by the way, the UK's foreign secretary. Guido Harry says he's not the only one who's thrilled to get a break from Brexit and focus on Trump and Clinton.
The popular press have had a field day. They love colourful characters, and Donald Trump is about as colourful as they come. And there's been very inventive sort of coverage of even the sort of straight stuff before we got to the seedier stuff later on. We had coverage here, one headline about Tom Hanks doing a satirical sketch, Forrest Trump. I've seen Miley Cyrus in the pages of the popular British press doing a very distinctive yoga pose, shall we say, with the headline, Kiss My Ashtanga, Donald Trump, or anyone who's prepared to vote for him. And then you've got things like Jeremy Corbyn's brother is backing Donald Trump. That is not something that recommends Donald Trump to the Sun readership, if you like, over here. That's another dig at him. But at the same time, they're not totally convinced by Hillary Clinton. There's a sense that she's been part of the establishment. There's a sense that Bill Clinton has been a little seedy. There's a sense there's a sort of gravy train here. But deep down, I think that the joke of Trump has now, you know, started to fall a little flat. There's an anxiety about what it'll mean.
So you've got the same problem as Saturday Night Live. When this election's over, they're not going to have any idea what to do.
I think what will happen in the UK is there will be quite a sense over here that this is a historical moment. At the moment, we're hearing a lot about how tired people are of Hillary, that she's just the old establishment. But of course, if she becomes the US president, she's not the old establishment. She's the first woman ever to occupy that office. And I think in the UK, certainly the intelligent, thoughtful press will note that milestone and will think that it's hugely significant. And they will draw parallels between her being in the White House, a female prime minister in number 10, the chancellor in Germany being a woman, and certain other things from the vice chancellor of Oxford University, for instance. There will be a narrative about how women are making progress in the world. So I think it will be seen as a significant historical moment. And there will be probably a lot of soul searching as to how somebody like Donald Trump got so close.
Trump has no friends in the UK, or people will come out of the woodwork?
I think he did have some friends. And, you know, I spent 4 years of my life looking after Boris Johnson, who was a very colourful character as mayor of London, who was, you know, not out of central casting as the modern sort of polished politician, oozing competence, but maybe a little dull. He was a colourful character and people liked that. And I think there was a craving early on to see something colourful like that happen in the US. And then Brexit has been a good sense check, if you like, because most of the establishment here called that one wrong, didn't quite see it coming, thought it might be close, but thought they would get away with it. And the fact that their instincts and indeed the polls and the analysis and the bets laid in the City of London financial district all proved wrong means that people are humble enough now to think that this is a possibility and they're open to it. It may have changed over the last week or two, though, where it's not just a choice between a businessman and a political establishment woman. The feminine qualities of Hillary, I think, loom large now, as well as her experience, because she's up against a guy who over the last 2 weeks has disgusted a number of Republicans by not his policies so much, not even his pronouncements, but by aspects of his character that have come under intense scrutiny.
Guido Harry is a political analyst, former spokesman for the former London mayor, Boris Johnson. Boris Johnson, of course, currently in the UK government right now, who would have to deal with all of these things. Guido Harry, thanks so much.
Thanks very much. Good to be on the program again.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.